First thing is to acknowledge the fact on the reality of sin in our individual lives. I mean, I have to face it every day in my own life, you know. And if we do that, if we face up to that, and see Jesus in the Gospel and John the Baptist before him, the very first words out of Jesus' mouth were, "Repent and believe the Gospel." Repent of what? Repent of your sins. Now, some people don't commit a whole lot of sins because they live very good lives. And very secluded lives sometimes. But there are lots of people who get into ways of sinfulness, you know, through various things, through sexual things, through drugs and drink and embezzlement and greed and all of those kind of sins that are mentioned so graphically in the Ten Commandments, you know. And they live very, very disjointed lives. And there's only one remedy for that, you know, that is to come to Christ like the prodigal son. You know, went off and spent his father's money and realized that he had made a huge, huge mistake, you know, and ran back to his father. And that's the invitation that the church gives us during Lent, you know, to turn back again, to look into your own heart and just come back to Christ, you know. People say that they don't need to go to a priest, they can confess their sins to God, you know. That's true, I'm sure, you know, but if you're a Catholic, and you believe in the sacraments, and you believe that Jesus gave power to the church to forgive sins, and why, what would be so wrong with, but apart from the fact that, you know, talking about your sins has a very therapeutic factor in itself, you know, it's a good thing to do.
But of course, part of it is repent, that you have to make the resolution that you are going to repent, and I suppose maybe that might be difficult.
It is difficult, because people don't like, you know, the thought of having to give up things that they like doing, you know. But there comes a point, like, I mean, you take a drug addict or an alcoholic, you know, or something like that. I'm not talking about that in terms of sin, but just in terms of an addiction, you know. There comes a time when people say, "I'm not going to do this anymore. You know, I'm going to get out of this." And they do get out of it, you know. And there's the same with sinful habits, you know, of personal behavior or things that people do, you know. And, you know, people just need to turn back and say, "Lord, if I can't, and I can't get out of it myself, please help me. Please help me to do it." I remember listening one time to Frank McCourt being interviewed by Joe Duffy on the radio, and Joe was talking to him about the Catholic Church, you know, the fact that he had lapsed from his Catholic faith. And he says, "What about the Church, Frank?" And Frank says, "Oh," he says, "I forgive the Church," you know, which is a pretty arrogant thing to say anyway, you know, that he forgives the Church. But and Joe then says, "Well, is there anything that you really miss from the time you're being a Catholic? And he said, and instantly he said, "Yes, confession." Because he said, "I never experienced in any other form what I used to experience of having my guilt taken away and my burdens lifted that I used to experience when I went to confession." We said confession. And that's the fact. I mean, he's absolutely right about that. You know, it is the greatest therapy in the world because, you know, Christ does forgive us our sins. He does lift our burden, and he does fill us with a peace and a joy that you cannot get anywhere else.
And that word forgiveness is something, I suppose, that's there in Lent particularly. We talk about forgiveness, and that can be very difficult for some people, can't it?
It can be very difficult for some people. You know, some people, I often say to people, you know, that, you know, there are some people, when you think about them, you have to forgive them every time, you know. Every, maybe 100 times a day, I've got to forgive that person. Make an act of forgiveness. But there are some people, you know, you forgive them once and it's done and dusted forever. You know? Mm-hmm. But forgiveness isn't always easy, especially if there's been great hurt involved, you know. But as far as God is concerned, you know, Jesus, I mean, shows in the gospel time and time again with the woman taking adultery and many other people, you know, that He's always willing to forgive, and he teaches us in the parable of the prodigal son what the Father is like. You know, people. I often say this to people. You know that when God looks at you, when I say this to when I'm preaching, you know, confess. Say, when God looks at you sitting here, what does he see? Does he see somebody who's just steeped and encrusted with sin, sinfulness? What does he see? And I would always tell him that when God looks at you, he sees someone whom he loves dearly and wants to forgive and wants to get back. And that's the truth. That's the truth. And Jesus illustrates that for us in that wonderful parable. You know.
So, for people who would be worried about how long they have been away from confession, you would encourage them to go and start again.
I met a man one time in the hospital in the United States, and he was a millionaire, and he was dying of lung cancer. And I said to him, he was a Catholic, of course, you know, he said, my family said they're just waiting for me to die so they can get my hands on my money, especially my wife and my sons, he said, they're just waiting for me to die. And I said, John, I said, you know, what you need to do is go to confession. He said, I don't even know where to begin. I said, I'll help you. He said, would you help me? And in 5 minutes, that man made the most beautiful confession I've ever heard. And I left him that day. All his bitterness was gone. And he was filled with a kind of a serenity and a peace that he hadn't known all his life. That's what, and this is Christ, you see. This is what I talk about in my little book, I Will Come Myself. You know, the reality of the risen Christ is to be found in the Eucharist, in his beautiful words to us, but also in the sacrament of reconciliation, where he forgives us through the laying on of hands and the prayer of the church. Our sins are taken away.